June 28th, 2016. I'm going to start this out like a fucking Law & Order episode, like one of those fucking cop shows. Dateline, June 29th or 28th. I think I fucked the date up already. My name is Chris Johnson, and I'm going to talk about the last fucking date I've ever been on. The reason I want to talk about this date is because it shouldn't have even fucking happened. I don't understand how people choose to break up with other people. My ex-wife left by text message. What? Oh, you fucking 14? This girl, she went out with me first and then basically said, I don't want to see you anymore after the date. And that's equally confusing to me because that's a plan. That's a plan. You're thinking to yourself, all right, I'm going to tell this asshole that I don't want to see him again, but I don't want to tell him now. And I'm hungry. So we went to this fucking burger joint, and then there was like some fucking mini golf place next door, and it wasn't like planned to fucking play mini golf. I mean, I'm not that much of a charmer. I wasn't sly and smooth enough to work that into the day like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go eat burgers, and then we're going to hit that mini golf course. Oh, yeah. I'm not that charming a guy to think about that hot a night. In truth, though, the burger place was right next door to this fucking mini golf place. So we like walked out of the fucking burger place and we're like, well, we got nothing else going on. Want to just fucking play some mini golf? And I'll say this before I go any deeper into the story. I beat her into the fucking ground at mini golf. Just pure fucking destruction. Maybe that's what cost me. Maybe if I was a worse mini golf player, we would have lasted 3 months instead of two. But fuck it. I'm going to bring the ruckus when I play mini golf. I'm not fucking around here. So we came back to my place. You know, we're just like sitting there. And she's like, okay. So, and I thought, this ain't going to be good. And she's like, I've been thinking that I might want to, you know, go out with some other people. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa. Wait a second. What fucking time is it? It's fucking 11 o'clock at night. You came over at 7. You could have told me at 6:30. You didn't know that you wanted to date other people before we went out tonight? Because I got to be honest with you. If I'd have known that this conversation was going to happen at 11 o'clock, I probably wouldn't have fucking talked to you at 7. You know what I mean? You could have just shot me a fucking text. Said, hey, look, you're a dick. I don't want to go out anymore. Save me some time. Save me some fucking money. Because I'm going to be pissed about it anyway. And the way I fucking operate, if you listen to the podcast enough, I don't take this shit well. And I didn't take that well. So, like, if I'm told at fucking 7, I can, you know, get a 4-hour head start on my fucking panic attack. By 11, I might be able to function and eat. Instead, you fucking tell me at 11, and that was back when I was working two jobs, so I had to be up at 3:30 in the fucking morning for the fucking radio station job. That's another thing that pissed me off. I'm giving up sleep because I want to hang out with this girl. She didn't really say she didn't want to see me anymore. She just said she wanted to date other people. And I was like, so we're done? And she's like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? And I was like, look, I'm not a contestant on The Fucking Bachelor. I actually fucking said that. I'm not going to fucking hang around for a fucking rose. I just want to know, like, what the fuck is happening. Just fucking state it plain as day for my dumb Neanderthal male ass. But she couldn't fucking do it. And I was like, dude, why the fuck did you, like, go out with me anyway? What the fuck? She's like, well, I thought we could be friends. Now, 2 months in, you've at least kissed this person, right? If I see some girl that I want to be friends with, I don't think, like, you know what? I'm going to date her a couple months and take her lips for a test drive. And then if she passes that test, we can be friends. And then here's the fucking craziest part of that. So she tells me this. I was all bummed out. I was fucking sad. I just like walked over to the couch. I sat my ass down. I turned on the TV and I started watching like fucking River Monsters or some shit. It was a great fucking show, by the way. And then like she came and sat over on the couch with me. And then she just started like telling me like about like her life. And, you know, about, like, middle school and, you know, some relationships with people she had. And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck? Like, we're not dating anymore. I don't have to listen to this shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if those people made fun of you or whatever the fuck. Look, they were dicks. And, like, I'm on your side and I understand what the fuck you're talking about. But why are you telling me this now? I'm not interested in this shit anymore. If we had this conversation a half hour ago, I'm fucking all in. She fucking stayed for, like, another hour. And I didn't know, like, what to do. I had no idea how to fucking handle the situation. So we just fucking sat there. And she was telling me stuff, and I'm trying to listen. And every now and then I'd say, like, yeah, yeah. And then she'd be like, so how are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm not good. Not good. I'm kind of fucked up right now. And she's like, oh, great. I'm thinking to myself, how did you think I would take the news? I'm trying to think, like, I don't know what prompted her to finally leave. I think I just had to say, like, it's 12:25. I gotta be up at 3:30. Think I gotta go to bed. I like walked over to the door and I like opened up the door. Like that was how I had to do it. I had to like open the door. Like she like stood there for a second. She had like this sad look on her face. She's like, bye, Chris. Yeah. See you later. And then of course I couldn't fucking sleep. I was all fucking anxious and panicking and shit. I couldn't fucking sleep. It was a terrible fucking night. I just don't understand why she didn't fucking leave. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with new episodes. Every Sunday and Wednesday, I'm on Instagram, so you can follow me there at maybe 5 minutes. I'm on Twitter. You can follow me there at JohnsonHU. And you can get every goddamn episode on Podbean. Every fucking one. There's hundreds of these. Or a little over 100, but 100 sounds better. Website or the app. You can go to the Podbean website or download the app. Facebook videos. I'm going to keep putting the videos in the timeline. It's not really a video. It's just my hot face. But the point is, if you're lazy like me, you don't have to go to any other website. You can just listen to the podcast and Facebook.